为你祷告。
从前，我们以前心里完全的虚空。
Before we were empty。
我们以前生命
今天说
没有意义。
耶稣啊，我们接受你做
我们的救主。There was no meaning in our lives。
我们以前
常常
忧愁孤单。
We were sorrow。
我们常常有很多的重担。
We were lonely and burdened。
感谢
神，但是当我们遇见主耶稣的时候，我们生命就改变。
我们请陈来生弟兄给我们说。
Our life is transformed。
我们就有主的新生命在我们里面。
We have Jesus' new life in us。
我们的内心就充满赞美的歌声，
来赞美我们的神。
And our heart is filled with praises to God。
所以基督教是个改变人生命的一个宗教。
And Christianity will transform your lives。
当我们遇见耶稣里面耶稣的时候，我们生命。就有新的生命在我们里面。
Once we have met Jesus, our life is transformed.
而且他赐给我们有大喜乐。
And Jesus has given us great joy.
更赐给我们那属天的平安。
And He has given us the happiness from heaven.
是没有人能够夺取的。
Nobody can take away from us.
这是何等奇妙奇妙的生命。
What a wonderful life it is.
只有信靠耶稣的人才能够经历到。
Only those who know Jesus can experience it.
我们感谢神，今天我们来到面前来敬拜他。
We're grateful that today we get to come before God to worship Him.
那我们下个礼拜几位弟兄姐妹他们要受浸。
And next Sunday we're going to have some brothers and sisters who will be baptized.
那么今天我们有这个吴静文姐妹，就是七伯母，第一个给我们做见证。
And Sister Chi is going to give us her testimony.
那么下个礼拜会陆续还有一些人做见证。
And next week there will be some other people do their testimony.
所以下礼拜天是我们受洗的有些弟兄姐妹受洗的日子。
Sunday, next Sunday we'll have a baptism.
我们为他们感谢神。
We're grateful for them.
也替他们祷告。
And we also lift them up.
无论他们
有言的见证，在这里见证，或是在禁食
上的见证，
都能荣耀我们的神。
May their testimony here and in the during baptism will bring glory to God.
好，那我就下面把时间交给吴姐妹，给齐凤。
Pastor, elders,
诸位各位兄弟姐妹们，你们好。
My brothers and sisters, greetings to you.
我今天大家来说话，怎么激动的，我又说不好。大家伙儿就
I'm very emotional as I come up here to share with you my testimony.
我出生在华北农村的一个小康之家。
I was born in a small village in the northern part of China.
青年时代有幸接受了中等师范教育。
And I went to the school to become a teacher when I was young.
毕业后即从事小学教师工作达四十多年。
After I graduated from that school, I became a teacher for 40 some years.
在这个四十多年中
，during these 40 years，
为了培育祖国的花朵。
In order to teach the young generation set,
可爱的青年一代
all those lovely youngsters,
我勤勤恳恳
I work diligently,
兢兢业业
work diligently,
把我的忠诚和智慧
I contributed my wisdom and my sincerity,
毫无保留的
without holding anything back.
贡献了光荣而神圣的教育事业。
I contributed my youth years to education.
但在那黑白混淆的社会里
，But in that society which cannot tell from black and white，
是非颠倒的。
It was a perverse society.
大革命文化，是 非颠倒的大哥文化大大哥文化店。
I went through cultural revolution. 讲一下。I went through a cultural revolution. I was wronged and I suffered.
受尽了精神和肉体的折磨。
I suffered physically and emotionally.
身体致残了。
And,
身体致残了，眼泪流干了。
I was ill and I shed a lot of tears.
也得不到任何人的怜悯。
Nobody encouraged me.
但也得不到任何的怜悯，只见坏人狞笑。
Nobody sympathized me and they mocked me.
冷漠。
That the good people kept silent.
这人间为什么这样的差？这人间为什么这样的冷落无情
？And I wonder how can this society or this world is so cruel?
每当夜深人静的时候
at midnight when nobody is around
我常常一个人独自坐在庭院内
I sat in the courtyard alone
眼睛望着苍天
and I look at in the heavens
希望从那里找到救星
hoping there will be a savior coming to save me
但每一次我都非常失望
but every timeI was disappointed.
悲惨的命运
The cruel destiny
仍在不断地琢磨
still play some tricks on me.
究竟究竟在哪里
I wonder where the Savior is.
去年圣诞节的前夕
Before Christmas last year,
我来到美国
I came to the States to visit relatives.
时差还没有调过来
and before I was adjusted to the jet lag
儿子和儿媳带我到华人教会来参加节日活动
my son and my daughter-in-law brought me here to the church
我受到陈牧师
and Pastor Chen
和许许多多的兄弟姊妹们
and many brothers and sisters welcomed me warmly
这是我有生以来第一次参加宗教活动。
This was my first experience of going to church.
也是我有生以来第一次得到人间的温暖。
And that was the first time I ever received warm welcome in the world.
从此
Since then,
我就每星期日来到教会参加慕道班学习。
I came to the church. I went to the Bible Sunday school class every Sunday.
通过学习
and through my studies,
我开始明白了上帝是独一的真神
I started to learn that God indeed is the only living God.
他爱世人
He loves the world.
差遣他的独生子为我们钉死在十字架上
He sent his one and only son to die on the cross for us.
死后复活
He was resurrected.
升天
He ascended to heaven.
以后还要再来审判死人活人
And in the future, he's going to come back again to judge the living and the dead.
我也逐渐醒悟
And I realized
醒悟到我寻找多年也找不到的救星
And that the Savior I've been looking for years, yet I could never find.
原来就是耶稣基督
Turns out to be Jesus Christ.
我从心里头相信他
and I believed
接受他
I accepted him as my savior
他的宝血就可以洗净我的罪
His precious blood can cleanse me from my sins.
使我心灵恬定。
So I will have peace.
内心平安。
And I will have peace of mind.
能够永远怀着盼望和欢乐。
And then I will always have expectations and hopes.
步向明天。
And to walk toward the future.
最后走到一个无罪乐。
And in the future, I'm going to walk to a sinless place.
无苦难。
There's no suffering.
与上帝。
I got to be
与上帝同在的天国去。
And I'm going to go to the place where I get to be with God.
我毅然决然的。
And without a reluctance,
向教会申请受洗。
I asked to be baptized.
正式归入主的名下。
That I will become God's child.
做一个虔诚的基督教徒。
That I will become a godly Christian.
这个是我来美国的最大的收获。
This is my greatest. This is something I get the most after I came to the States.
也是我生平中最快乐的、最幸福的。
And this is my happiest day in my life.
我衷心感谢主的恩典。
I'm grateful for His grace.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
好，我们谢谢齐伯母的见证，我们把荣耀归给神。好，那么
我们先
得救，我们信耶稣，
是我们自己。
个人跟神之间的关系。
When we get saved and we decide that we want to be baptized, this is the relationship between us and God.
是没有人
能够代替的。
Nobody just can substitute.
是你愿意去接受他，信靠他，成为你的救主。
You need to accept him and willingly to be your own savior.
那么受洗是
耶稣基督的教
训，
是要我们得救的人要在人的面前、
神的面前
为主做见证。
And Jesus, the law asks us that to be baptized in front of others when we believe in Him.
那么还有你们要自己把你的信仰的过程，自己要在人的面前做见证，
这是你
自己自由的事情。
And it is a freedom for us and to give a testimony, a witness in front of others.
一切都是为了荣耀神。
But all of this is to glorify God.
好，那我们就打开今天我们要读的圣经。
Let's open the Bibles.
在哥林西书第二章。
The Book of Colossians.Chapter
2. 我们念第六节到第十节。
We're going to read from verse 6 to 10. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 10.
在新约的284面。
Colossians chapter 2.
哥林西书第二章第六节到第十节。
From verse 6 to 10.
我们早着用恭敬的心来念神的话。
Let's read together.
284面，
新约284，
哥林西书
第二章
第六节，我们念到第十节。好，我们一起来。你们既然接受了主
耶稣
基督耶稣，就当遵他
而行，
在他里面生根建造，信心坚固，正如你们所领
的教训，
感谢的心也更增长。你们要谨慎，恐怕用他的理学和虚空的谎言，不照着基督，乃照着
人间的遗传
和世上的小学，
就把你们
掳去。因为神本性一切的丰盛，都有形
有体
居住在基督里面，里面在
他
里面也得了丰盛，他是
各样
执政掌权者的元首。
好，
我们读经读到这里，让我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
我天父，我们感谢你，为刚刚齐伯母的见证，我们献上我们的感谢。
主啊，
因为我们信靠你，乃是神你自己的
爱
临到我们的身上，你的救恩，
这个耶稣
基督在十字架上，你为我们
舍命，
让我们来到你面前，
能够领受
你那永恒的爱。主，我们谢谢你
如此的爱我们，
差遣你的独生子来到世上，拯救我们是罪人。主，我们感谢你，因为我们信靠你，我们生命就有所改变，
我们
就是有盼望。我们因为知道我们从哪里来，我们今天该做什么，
我们将来往哪里去，
我们人生就有更高的意义跟价值，都是因为你的宝血洗净了我们的罪。我们今天再一次
仰望你，
来到你面前，我们每一个人都需要你自己每天有你的话，
有你圣灵的帮助，
好让我们在一生的道路上
不至于软弱、
跌倒、偏行歧路。
愿
你今天早晨对我们说话，让
我们在这里
能够听到你的声音，
也
让我们行事为人能够荣耀你。
Father, we
thank you for the testimony that we can see that you are your Holy Spirit, that through the gospel of our Lord
Jesus Christ,
through your dead and buried
resurrection,
that you change our life.
For those
who believe in you, Lord, we
thank you
for such a salvation, that every one of them
can experience
this kind of new life,
new
natures in Christ.
We
thank you for this.
May the Lord speak to us,
quiet our heart this morning.
You,
through your Holy Spirit, through your word, speak to us.
And give us
the obedient heart to receive the truth.
And apply
our truth, the truth into
our life.
To glorify your name. In
Jesus' name
we pray. Amen.
So,
第一个问题我们想到的就是说，
我们如果
成为基督徒以后，我们有没有真正在主耶稣
里面
有真正的长进？
But the first question is, when we after we believe in Jesus Christ, do we have spiritual growth in our life?
如果你看那个可口可乐的那个广告，有一些 Coca-Cola,
it is a real thing.
If you had watched the TV commercial about Coca-Cola, you know the slogan of that Coca-Cola.
他们说可口可乐是个
真实的东西。
They say it's the real thing.
其实
我们知道可口可乐是仿造，它不是天然饮料。
But we know that actually Coca-Cola is not a real thing, it's not a natural thing.
但是当我们有了耶稣基督以后，我们就有真正实实的
实实在在的东西。
When we have Christ, we really have the real thing.
因为我们有就拥有了
永恒
今世今生，我们生命
生活，
我们所得到了真实的东西。
Because we will have eternal life and we really have real thing in our life.
那么有另外一个问题问我们。
Another question is,
那么主耶稣是不是足够了我们所一切需要呢？
Jesus Christ, is that himself just enough for our needs? Is that sufficient enough?
他是不是足够供应我们生命、
生活
一切今生跟永远的一切的需要？
Can he is the one to provide us sufficiently?
换句话说，到底耶稣基督
到底够不够？
足够不足够？
Is that enough just only have Jesus Christ?
还是要再加上一些额外的东西才能够够？
Or do we have to add other things in our life too?
魔鬼撒旦他想尽办法要迷惑我们基督徒。
The devil always make us confused.
他要神的儿女就是试着用自己的办法、
直接的
方式、时间来满足自己的需要。
He wants us to use our own way, our own methods to satisfy our own life.
好像我们每天的生活好像不需要神一样。
In our daily living, we don't need God.
不需要神好像也可以过得蛮好。
But when we don't need God, then we will have a good life.
这就是魔鬼常常用这样来试探我们。
That's the way and the scheme of the devil to.
让我们能够照自己的方式、自己的方法、自己的时间来满足我们自己的需要，
不依靠神。
He asks us to use our own way to satisfy our life.
刚刚所读的经文里面，
格林西书
第二章第六节到第十节告诉我们。
In the passage that we just read in Colossians chapter 2, 6 to 10.
那基督徒的第一个基督徒的生命是一个渐进的一个生命。
The life of the Christian is is a build up in him.
Oh, it's a progressive life.
It's a progressive life.
在哥林西书第六节，刚刚我们所读到的这么说：
你们既然
接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行。
In verse 6, so then just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him.
基督徒的
生命是继续不断的表示我们对主耶稣基督的信靠跟顺服。
This is a progressive life, and we need to trust him continuously in our life.
借着他的话，借着
祷告，
接着读他的话，我们继续的向我们的主
来表
示我们对他的信靠。
Through his words, we can trust him more day after day.
而且趁着他的主权，我们向他主权的顺服。
Under his sovereignty, we obeyed him.
那怎么样来表示我们尊重他的主权呢
？How to show that we have we respect him and obey him?
就是这里所说，要遵他而行，
遵守他的话。
And we need to obey his words.
所以基督徒的生命就是越来越
立志的。
听到神的话就是神啊，
我愿意遵守你的话。
When we hear his word, we'll obey him and follow his will.
但是这是
一个过程。
But this is a process.
是渐渐的。
It's gradually.
越来越靠着圣灵的帮助，
他来提醒
我们，越来越继续不断的，
越来越
跟主耶稣能够亲近。
We need to get the guidance and help from the Holy Spirit.
我们越来越能够藏在他的里面。
We need to be in him.
就像约翰福音第十五章第五节那里说：“我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。” 你在我里面，我藏在你里面，那种
亲密越来越
亲密的关系，他就说你
神也叫
多结果子。
Just like in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5 said, I'm the vine and you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以我们的生命就越来越向上，
我们的生命
就越来越能够愿意遵守他的话。
Then our spiritual life will grow and we will follow his will.
那我们换句话说就是一个结多结果子的一个生命。
So it will be a fruitful life.
那么第二个基督徒的生命是一个长进的生命。
And then the life of a Christian has to be growth gradually.
Yeah, what is it?
Growing life. 前面是一个
progression.
当然差不多类似，不过一个是我们从第七节这里所说的，在他里面生根建造，信心
坚固，
正如里面所受的教训，
感谢的信
便更增长了。
And look at Colossians chapter 2 verse 7, rooted and built up in him, strengthening in the faith as you were taught and overflowing with thankfulness. This is a growing life.
一个是向上结果子。
One is to be a fruitful life.
一个是向下扎根的一个工作。
And the other one is rooted.
一个是越来越向上，
一个是
越来越深。也在神主耶稣里面，在真理上越来越扎根，我们的
深度
是越来越深。
One is to build up the other, get rooted, get deeper and deeper.
当我们接受耶稣基督的时候，我们开始全能的神主耶稣，我们有生命的关系。
When we accept Christ, we need to have a relationship with Him.
这里谈到生根的意思，就是
我们跟耶稣
基督，我们有生命的交流。
Well, we need to have a communication with God.When we are rooted in Him,
当我们耶稣
接受耶稣基督
的那一刹那，我们跟这位
生命的源头，
我们就跟他连接在一起。
When we accepted Christ, we kind of connected with the source of life, Christ.
我们就有永
远的生命。
And then we have the eternal life.
我们就有一个永恒的根基。这里告诉我们，
能够有根基，
在这里我们有了耶稣基督
的根基，
然后我们在我们的生命就在这个根基上建造。
And we have an eternal foundation in our life built up on this root.
那我们用什么根基来建造呢？
And how are we going to build up?
用两种材料来建造。第一种就是神的话。
Two kinds of material. The first one is the word.
今天我们开始来读神的话。我们要灵修
祷告，
我们要亲近神，我们要查经，我们来
参加主日学。
We need to read the word of God. And we need to come Bible study and also Sunday school to learn about His word.
那么第二个就凭着我们信心。
The second one is through our faith.
我们听得到，
我们要相信道，
然后我们要去行道。神啊，你帮助我做一个行道的人，把你话能够行出来。
When we heard the teaching and the sermon, we need to do it.
靠我们自己做不到，但是我们是
神啊，
所以说我愿意，那么圣灵就帮助我们。信徒里面有圣灵。
We know we can't do it on our own. We need to depend on the Holy Spirit to help us.
他能帮助
我们做不到的事情，他能帮助我们做超过我们自己能力的事情。
He can help us to do the thing that we think we cannot do.
这两
个告诉我们一个向上结果，
一个
就是向下我们扎根。
One is to go up to bear fruit, and the other one is to go down to have rooted and build up.
所以基督徒的生命
是积极向上。
So the life of the Christian is to go up.
我们信心越来越强。
Our faith will increase.
我们能够彰显基督的生命。
And we can manifest the glory of God.
我们越来越向上，越向
高处去。
And we go to the highest point.
能够跟神越来越亲近。
And we get closer to God.
另外一个，我们要向下扎根，我们在真
理上，
我们的深度，我们越来越深。
We need to go deeper and be rooted in Him.
这些经文告诉我们
，So through these verses,
如果我们能够向下扎根，向下结果，那么我们感谢的心是越来越增长。
And if we can root and also bear fruit, and we will have a thankful heart.
那么感谢是一个知足的一个表现。
When we give thanks to God, it means that we are content and we're satisfied.
昨天晚上史长老
跟我们分享，
在教会团契里面分享喜乐。
And yesterday, Dr. Shi talked to us about joy.
其中一个原因就是我们要知足。
When we have joy, that is because we are content.
我们要知足才能喜乐。
When we are content, in our contentment,
知足我们才能够感恩。
And then we will thank God.
我们感恩，我们才有喜乐。
When we thank God, and then we will have joy.
所以，我们这是我们生命的成长。
This is our spiritual growth.
我们就是第六节、第七节告诉我们要遵他而行，我们要生根建造。
So through verse 6 and 7, it tells us we need to follow Him.
这是一个生命的成长，我们自己会晓得。
This is a growth line, and we know it.
一个成长的征兆，一个记号，就是一个记号。
It is a symbol.
那么许多基督徒
为什么
信主很久多年，那仍然没有长进的原因到底在哪里
？So what happened to those long-time believers, and they don't have any growth in their spiritual life? Why?
第一个就是对神的话没有兴趣。
Because in God's word,
不科目没有一个科目性的读神的话。
They don't have the understanding to feel that they need to read the word of God.
也很少祷告
来亲近神。
And they seldom pray to get close to God.
也很少凭着信心来做对神的话来做回应来做决定。
They seldom depend on their faith to make decisions.
很少考虑
到圣经的原则是什么。
And they never think about the principle in the Bible.
好像我们说听了就行了。当然我们知道都有一个距离，不过我们的
努力
靠神的帮助是距离越来越短。
我们成为
不仅是听到，而是成为一个行道人。
Not just that we only listen, but we have to do it.
当然，我们不完全没办法做到
100%，
百分之一百。但是呢，我们会长进的过程就是 nail down 这个 gap， 那个距离是越来越少，听的。
Of course, we can not do it fully, but at least we need to shorten the distance between listening and doing.
要不然没
听到，我们参加主日学，查经以后呢，我们离开教会了。
就把这个
所听的就丢回去给主日学老师。
Or else, after we listen so many teaching, then we'll forget when we go home.
第八节
这里，哥林西书第二章第八节警告。
And from verse 8, it's a warning.
警告我们，如果不遵循主耶稣
的话
，if we're not following the word of Christ，
如果我们不在主耶稣的
里面
生根建造的话
，if we're not going to live and build up in Him，
这提到有个危险。
There's danger there.
他就有人就会来
用他的
这个哲学啦、理学啦、人间的遗产。就把我们绑去了。
And someone will come out and using their own philosophy and capture us.
用人间的传统把我们绑架了。
And use their human traditions to capture us.
就是从真理上把我们。
And just get us away from the truth.
就很容易走在错误的这个教导的当中。
And we will want to stay.
或者开始是寻求喜欢寻求不同的教会，跑错了教会。
And we're going to find other ways, find different churches.
这个
有人指什么意思呢？
What does it mean to somebody?
就是假师傅的意思。
So, it's talking about those false prophets.
就是一些错
误的。
That's the heresy.
另外一个
有人就是后面魔鬼，
就是他
以假乱真。
And the other one is the devil.
他告诉我们基督徒说，耶稣基督不够，还加上一些东西。
He will tell us not Jesus Christ not enough, add more things.
耶稣基督不够，你还要加上行善才能得救。
Just believe in Christ is not enough. You still need to do good, and the devil will tell us.
耶稣基督不够，还讲说方言，还说别的东西，你才能够得救。
And Christ is not enough. You need to have to speak in tongue in order to get saved.
所以
神不仅拯救我们，也能够继续的长进。
Christ not just save us, but He wants us to grow.
今天各位弟兄姐妹，我们要多读圣经，
祷告，
侍奉神，参加主日学。
I would like to ask you to read the Bible more and pray more and join the Sunday school to learn more.
我们信主以后，我们快快的在神的真道上一个长进，所以我们慢慢能够成熟，就不要再
做小孩子，
就是被异端邪说
撼动。
Once after we believe in Christ, we need to grow, not just like a child all the time.
好说教会，我们信仰
开始偏差。
Don't just try different churches, and we will have a deceptive principle.
这是
一件非常可惜
的一件事情。
This is a beautiful thing.
所以彼得告诉我们要喝纯正的奶。
So Peter asked us to have a spiritual milk.
我们才能长得好，才能长得平衡，长得健壮。
Then we can grow, then grow fine.
因为我们得救，
留下生命
海，我们像个
一个人一下子
要吃奶才能够长大，
要呼吸，
我们要吃饭，这些圣经，我们
这个神的
话就是神的，就是属灵的粮食。
When we first believe, we just like a newborn baby milk in order to grow.
我们祷告就是这个呼吸。
When we pray, this is the breath.
我们遵守神话，就是我们去运动，就属灵的运动。
When we follow the word of God, this is the exercise of the word.
这样我们才能
长进。
Then we can grow.
哥罗西书第二章第九节告诉我们。
And then in Colossians chapter 2 verse 9.
因为神本性的一切丰盛，有体的居住在基督里面。
For in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form.
这里讲到的
fullness of
deity 就是神所有
的神性
本性。所有一切都在耶稣基督
里面，
这表示说耶稣基督自己。
It's talking about the fullness of deity all in Christ, and Christ Himself is God.
哥罗西书第二章第二节说神的奥秘，神的奥秘就是基督。
What is the secret of God? Is Christ.
所以不是
耶稣基督不够，还要加上别的东西。
It doesn't mean that Christ is not enough. I need to add more things.
不是说 Jesus plus something， 不是耶稣基督加上
别的东西。
It's not Jesus plus only Jesus.
而是 Jesus plus
nothing.
就是耶稣基督 and Jesus only.
耶稣基督
就足够我们生命生活永远一切的需要。
But Jesus is the only thing that we need in our life.
圣经告诉我们，这世上的哲学理学只是人间的一些，只不过是世上的小
菜。 So the Bible tells us all the philosophy or human traditions is only the details of this world.
好，让我们再一次来思想一下，到底为什么耶稣基督生命、生活一切的需要？
About that, why Jesus Christ our life actually provides for our needs sufficiently.
那从圣经里面来看一下，那么就是他自己说，我就是粮食。
Well, let's look at the book of John, because Jesus told us that he is the bread of life.
他能够满足我们心灵的需要。
He can satisfy our needs.
那我们打开约翰福音第六章三十五节。
Let's open our Bible to the book of John, chapter 6, verse 35.
在新约的一百三十四
，The Book of John, Chapter Six。
我们从三十四节，六章三十四节、三十五节。
34 and 35。
约翰第六章三十四到三十五，一百三十四面。
John Chapter Six, 34, 35。
他们说，常将这粮赐给我们。耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的，必定不饿，信我的。永远不可。那么这里主耶稣说，我就是生命的粮。
Here Jesus tells us he is the bread of life.
因为他知道心灵的虚空的空虚。
Because he knows our emptiness and we're so thirsty for something.
只有基督能够使我们的心灵不再饥饿，不再干渴。
Only Christ can satisfy our needs.
只有我们的生命不再空虚。
And fill our life.
主让我们来看到奥古斯丁讲一句话，人的像个空心人一样，人的心里面有无限的空间。只有无限的神进来我们心里面，你才能够真正填满，生命才有真正的满足跟真正。
And people's heart is so empty, just like a vacuum, and we need to have something to fill in our heart to be satisfied.
所以为什么耶稣满足我们的需要
？So only Christ can satisfy our needs.
第一个，他是生命的粮食。
Because he is the bread of life.
第二个，他说
他是生命的
活水。我们来看一下第四章十三节到十四节。
And he is the living water. Let's look at chapter 4, verse 13 to 14.
三十页。
John chapter 4, 13 to 14.
好，约翰福音十章十三到十四，好，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
好，一起来。
耶稣回答说：“黄河的水
还要再渴，
人若
喝我所赐的水，
就永远不渴。”
我所赐的水那里头成为泉源，涌到永生。好，这也是告诉我们，如果我们喝水，我们喝
一杯
渴，还要再继续拿水来喝。
但是我们有
耶稣是什么样呢？这个活水源头就在我们里面。
So what if you you are thirsty, you want to get warm enough, you want some more water, but if you take water from Christ, because he is the source of water, so we won't be thirsty again.
我们跟生命的源头连在一起的时候，
就像
活水一样，那么就是自然主动的。就在我们的生命里面流出来，当我们需要的时候。
When we connect to this source of life, Christ, and we will have a spring of water welling in our life.
使我们的心灵不再干渴。
And we will not thirst anymore.
而且反而使我们的生命
充沛，
能够有丰盛、有意义、有价值。
That our life is filled and is filled with abundance.
好，这个是第二个基督为什么能够满足原因。
This is the second reason why Christ can fill our needs sufficiently.
第三个，主耶稣是生命的。
The thirdly, because Christ is the light of life.
我们来看一下福音第八章十二节。
Let's look at chapter the book of John chapter 8, verse 12.
在一百三十
八面。
约翰福音八章第十二节。
John chapter 8, verse 12.
好，我们
来念。Let's read together.
来。耶稣又对说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里，必要得着生命的光。”好，我们知道圣经告诉我们世人，我们是走在世界里面。
The Bible tells us that all human beings walking in the darkness.
我们凭着我们这些因着厌恶所扭曲的这个理性，我们凭着我们的想象力在暗中在摸索。
Because we are in sin, that's why we walk in this darkness.
我们像迷路的人一样。
We lost our way.
我们失去了人生的方向跟我们的目标。
We don't have a direction or goal in our life.
是的，我们知道，我们知道要做什么，要拿学位，我要将来要做什么。但是呢，讲的 bottom line， 在属灵的情况下，我们好像是一个迷失的一样。
Of course, although we know what we're going to do in our life, maybe we can get another degree to work, but in our spiritual life, we don't have any direction.
因为罪的缘故，使我们跟断绝的关系。
It's only because of our sins.
我们人就开始失落。
We separate from God and then we decay.
这些，但是耶稣基督是生命的光。
That Christ is the light of life.
有了他，我们生命就有方向、目标。
When we have Him, we will have a direction and goal in our life.
而且未来有真正的把握。
And in the future, we know that there is hope.
耶稣基督他是生命的光，世界的光。
We thank God that Christ is the light of the world.
他指示我们该走的方向。
He will guide us the right way that we should go.
我们不再做迷路的人。
Then we won't be a lost person.
我们不再做一个没有方向的人。
And then we will have a direction.
那另外一个就是耶稣说，我就是道，生命的道牧者。
And the other one is Christ said, I am the good shepherd.
我们来看一下约翰福音第十章。
Let's look at John chapter 10.
再翻过来142面。
John chapter 10.
我们念十一节。
Verse 11.
约翰福音第十章十一节。好，我们一起来。我是
好牧人。
好牧人为羊命。好，他耶稣基督他是一个好牧人。
Jesus Christ is a good shepherd.
他是我们灵魂的道牧者。
He is the shepherd of our soul.
我们是他的羊，信靠耶稣的人，你就是他的羊。
We are his sheep when we believe in him.
好，我们再看一下同样的第十章的第十四节。
Let's read verse 14, the same chapter.
好，一起来念。我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，
我的羊
也认识我。好，耶稣
说，
你若是我的羊，
我认识你，
你也认识我。
我是好牧人。
Christ said, "You are my sheep; you will know me, and I will know you."
为什么是好牧人呢？
Why does it? He said, "The shepherd."
有一些是坏牧人，就是来的话，他就自己先跑掉了。
Because of the bad shepherds, when the wolf came, they went away.
但是好牧人为羊舍命。
But the good shepherd will lay down his life for the sheep.
耶稣基督为了拯救我们，为我们这些羊来舍命。
Christ wants to save us, and he will lay down his life for us.
他在十字架上替我们死。
He died on the cross.
他流出了宝血。
And shed his own precious blood.
他失去他的生命，好让夺回我们的生命。
He lost his own life so that he can gain the life of us.
他自己成为贫穷，好让他成为富足。
He became poor and became rich.
他是一个好牧者。
He is the good shepherd.
我们再看第二十七节。
We'll look at verse 27.
第十章的二十七节。
John chapter 10, verse 27.
好，我们一起来。我的羊
听我的
声音，我也认识
他们，
他们也跟从我。
好，
不仅这个牧者认识
他羊，
羊听他的声音，而且
真的
羊就愿意跟从这个牧人。
And he knows the sheep, and the sheep listen to his voice, and the sheep will follow him.
在诗篇二十三篇，我们都已经熟在里面。耶和华是我的牧者，我必不至于缺乏。
In Psalm 23, all of us are familiar to it. Said the Lord is my shepherd; I shall not be in want.
我们想想，我们跟主耶稣之间的关系，是羊跟牧者之间的关系。
Think about the relationship between us and God. It's just like the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep.
这牧羊人在供给这个羊，他的身体上就需要。
The shepherd will provide the physical needs of the sheep.
他会带领他们到青草地水旁。
He will lead them to the green pasture, the river.
而且他爱这个羊，爱护他们，要照顾他们。
He will take care of them and protect them.
而且羊有病的时候，他医治他们。
When the sheep is sick, and he will heal them.
而且他要保护他们。
And he will protect them.
而且他在前面来引导，让这些羊来跟着他，走过无论走过地方，有他的同在。
He will walk in front of them and lead them.
当然，羊不听话，他会管教他们。
Sometimes sheep don't listen to, doesn't listen to him, and he was spanking.
耶稣基督不仅是世界生命的光
，So Christ is not only the light of the world.
他是我们生命的活水。
He is not just even water of our life.
他也是我们生命的粮食。
He also is the bread of our life.
他更是我们生命的大牧者。
He also is the good shepherd, the great shepherd in our life.
我们不至于缺乏。
And we don't need anything.
另外一个主耶稣说，道路是真理，是生命。
And he also said that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
约翰福音十四章第二节，我们打开来读。
Let's open our Bible, John chapter 14.
在一百四十九页。
The book of John.
十四章第六节。
Chapter 14, verse 6.
好，我们
Let's read together.
耶稣说，我就是道、真理、生命。
如果借着
我，没有人能到那里去。好，耶稣说，我就是唯一的道路、真理、唯一的生命，不是我是其中一条道，一个真理，其中的生命，而是独一的真理，独一的生命。
Jesus told us he is not the one of the way and the life, and he is the only, but he is the way, truth, and life.
世界上只有三种人。
In this world, only three kinds or three types of people.
一种人是迷路的，或者叫迷路。
One is the person that got lost.
他不在意什么真理啊，明白不明白
？He don't care about understanding or not truth.
他说我只要凭我的良心行事。
If they just go according to their conscious mind, that's enough.
也不太去想人生的意义。
And they don't think about life.
反正有一天过一天，过一生就好了。
And they live their life casually.
是那样就过去了。
And then just pass away like that.
一种人就是找路。
The second type of person is they want to find a way.
他要找到路，要到西天，要到神。
And they want to find a right way to go to God.
他要寻找真理。
And seek the truth.
他寻找生命价值在哪里。
And they want to know the meaning of this life.
这种人一定有抱负。
And they have the ideal, their goal.
这些哲学家、宗教家。
Just like those others.
他们是人间这些很聪明。
They are very smart person.
他们也是找路的人。
But they are the person to find a way.
他们是寻找真理的人。
They are the truth.
他们在寻找生命价值的人。
They want the meaning of this life.
可惜，也许这样可以，他们还是没有找到，他们是属于迷路的人。
But they are not so sure the right way. It's like the first type of person.
耶稣跟这些找路找理真是不一样。
But Christ is thinking about those people.
难道不听耶稣说，我就是道路
？Because Jesus said He is the way.
因为道路就在我这里。
Way is in Him.
他就是真理。
He is the own truth.
他就在我这里。
The truth is in Him.
基督从死里复活了，他也在我这里。
And He raised from death, so life.
你看到这个基本的本质。
You can see the difference here.
所以其他宗教死了，所以耶稣基督。
The value of religion is death.
那么第三种人就是
the third kind is the Christian,
靠耶稣基督蒙他宝血的人
and those who believe us and his blood,
就是那些耶稣基督永恒生命的人
the person who have eternal life,
看到了人生的意义人生的方向永恒的价值
the meaning, the real meaning of this life,
找到了真理
they find the truth,
他们找到道路的本身
they find the way,
他们找到信仰
and they find the source of life,
这是第三种人就是基督
the third type of the Christians,
请问你什么
Are you belong to the?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们
，brothers and sisters，
主耶稣的福音
，Christ the Lord, bread of life，
他满足我们心
，He can satisfy，
他是生命的活水
，the living water，
他拉近你的干渴
，He can satisfy thirst，
他是我们生命
，He is the light，
他是我们生命的方向
，He can guide way and direction，
他是我们生命
，He is the great shepherd，
他给一切的需要
，He guides our needs，
他引导我们
，He directs and takes care of us。
而且他带着你生命
，and he is the way, the truth, and
他提供我们到神那里去唯一道路
，he provides the only path to go to God，
唯一一道门
，only the one gate，
唯一道
，or one bridge，
能够到神，所以他一个全能的神，我们就足够了。
Because in this life and in the life ahead, we only need God。
另外一个提醒我们就是要在真理上我们要长进
，and the other thing is we need to grow in the truth。
要不然这个警告就是告诉我们。挺容易，就有些人就来把用人间的哲学的一些就把我们绑架掉了。
Oh, that was just like the warning that he gave us. We will be talks back and forth and led astray by those deceptive philosophy.
所以，亲爱的同学朋友们
，So dear friends，
主耶稣爱你
，Jesus loves you。
他今天要拯救你
，He wants to save you。
他在十字架上替你我的罪来被定死。
He was nailed on the cross because of our sins.
我们本来就是罪人，我们本来就被灭亡了。我们是迷途的羔羊，我们是一些天涯的浪子。
We are all sinners. We are the lost sheep.
但今天他借着他的爱，他的宝血在呼召我们，说：“浪子啊，回家吧。
”But through His love and His blood, He is calling us home.
他在十字架上，他从天上无限来到人间，他完成了救恩。
On the cross, He fulfilled the salvation.
叫所有信靠他的人。就我们的罪就蒙他的赦免，我们就能够跟他重新和好。
He asks us to believe in Him, then we can reconcile with God.
只要我们知道他是谁
，Only know that we know who He is.
他是全能的神，他是独一的真神，唯一的救主。
He is the Almighty God.
而且我们也知道我们自己是谁。
And we also have to know that who are we then?
我们是罪人。
And we are sinners.
我们是肮脏的。
We are dirty.
我们本来是应该是死刑化，因为神是圣洁，我们没办法跟他有生命的关系，我们都要灭亡的。
Because we can't have any relationship with Him, we need to die.
但是他爱我们。
But He loves us.
他不仅是公义的。
He's not just a just God, the righteous God.
他又是慈爱的。
He is also a merciful God.
他把他唯一的独生子，把他的儿子替我们舍了。
He has given us his only begotten son for us to die.
他代替我们位置来替我们死。
He to substitute us and die on the cross for us.
所以我们信靠他了，我们就可以得到活，得到永生。
Only when we believe in him, we will have eternal life.
所以我们今天愿意谦卑到他的面前来认罪。
So we need to humble ourselves and confess.
我们要回头，我们改变我们人生的方向来朝向他。
We need to repent.
我们也打开我们的心门说：“主耶稣啊，请你进到我心里头来。我谢谢你拯救我，求你赦免我的罪。”
And open our hearts and let him take away our sins.
求他做你的救主。
And pray that he will become the savior of our life.
做你生命的主。
To become the Lord of our life.
他的宝血就要洗净我们的罪。
And his precious blood will wash away our sins.
今天要问你一个问题。
Today I want to ask you a question.
请问耶稣基督是不是你的大牧者？
Jesus Christ, is he the one, is the great shepherd of your life?
请问他是不是你的生命的光？
Is he the light of your life?
请问他是不是你生命的活水？
Is he the living water in your life?
请问你要不要这位生命的粮食？
Do you want this bread of life?
除非你信靠他。
You only have to believe in him.
或者我们前面所讲的这一切就不属于你的。
Or else, the things that I just talked to you today won't belong to you.
请问你肯不肯接受他？
Do you want to accept him?
请问你愿意不愿意这个时候就接受他做你的救主？
Do you want to accept him right now, this moment, as your savior?
那我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
好，我今天给你们一个机会。如果你们有感动，说今天主耶稣啊，我愿意接受你做我的救主。今天你把他说举起来，我愿意为你祷告。有没有这样的人说，今天我明白了，耶稣基督就是独一的真神，唯一的救主，我愿意信靠你做我的救主，求你赦免我的罪。有没有这样的人？你把你说今天举。